Happy Friday, and we're back for the Did You Know Show. Probably going to be the best one of the week just because it's Friday. You know, we've got to finish off the drink segment. I know you've got some exciting drinks today, so let's just jump right into them.
Well, if you know me, and quite often out there, I kind of talk about alcohol every once in a while. It's not because I'm an alcoholic. It intrigues me how they make it and all these different things that go into it. One of my best friends actually wants to run a whiskey distillery in his life. So it's just a cool, intriguing thing to me. So I kind of like these things. So the next three and the final three
are going to talk Friday, about. So that's a fitting day
right,
for it.
Exactly. Yeah, get out there and enjoy y'all's Friday.
Yeah.
So wine. Who do you think drinks the most wine?
Oh, Italy?
I would have thought the same thing. They always known for the big wines. It's what they drink at dinner. It's Portugal.
Portugal. Well,
that's Portugal
close.
Drinks
it's
the most
Western
wine.
Europe. It's not too far away. Okay.
Yeah, not too bad. Overall, per capita basis, they do drink the most at about 62.1 liters per person per year. So that's quite a bit right there that they actually drink just of wine. And then we have vodka, which, I mean, this one's just...
It's got to be Russia.
I mean, of course. Of course it's got to be Russia.
Vodka, Russia.
So, and they drink quite a bit. So over there in vodka, 17.3 shots per person per month. Per month. 17.3 shots a person per month over there in Russia. They didn't even want to quantify it in like liters or anything like that. They were just like, hey, 17.3
or even over the course of a whole year. It's just a month they drink enough to make it a pretty relevant fact.
Yeah, so that's pretty insane. Over there in Russia, they drink a whole lot of vodka. And then final. And, you know, I don't know a lot of people that actually drink this straight. I know we do, like, we put this in some mixers. One of my favorite drinks actually has it in it. But I don't, nobody really just shoots gin.
Gin.
But gin, who do you think?
That could be somewhere else in Europe, I'm thinking.
Yeah?
I don't know.
So we're in Europe, so it would be the old Spanish.
Spain.
They drink the most gin, and they drink, let's see, 0.63 liters of the juniper berry spirit per year. So it's not a whole lot, but that just shows you that not a whole lot of people drink as much gin.
Right.
But they do in Spain drink the most at 0.63 liters a year.
But still over the course of a year, that adds up.
No, yeah, it definitely adds. Oh, look, I actually read that wrong. I'm lying to y'all. That's the Netherlands. The Netherlands are right underneath them. Spain drinks 1.7. 1.07, excuse me.
Okay.
Pretty close,
so
but still.
Close to double.
So just one, yeah, almost double, I guess you're right. So a liter, so just over a liter per person per year is what Spain drinks. Sorry, I kind of got my facts mixed up right there.
That's
but
okay.
Anyways, there you go. That's the
That's
final
right.
Well,
there you go for this Did You Know Friday. Now you know a little bit more about gin and wine and vodka. So if you just decide to partake in any of those this weekend, at least you can have something to talk about.
Yeah, you have a little story you can tell the table.
Well, for me today, I talked about the sun yesterday, how big it is. So this kind of pertains to it. Do you know why a week is 7 days? Because a month, it's because of the calendar, so it balances out, you know?
Okay.
And the year, of course, is how much you rotate around the sun.
Right.
But a week, it doesn't really have anything to do
seven.
With it.
Seven. Why
it's just
seven?
Arbitrary.
Because sometimes we have 4 weeks, sometimes it's almost five weeks, and so
doesn't even match into a month.
No.
Well, the reason is the ancient Babylonians, they decided to put a lot of stock into the number seven because that's the seven observable celestial bodies in the night sky, which are the sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. So they used those seven to count the days. And then, of course, a lot of religions adopted that. The Babylonians, actually, they'd captured the Jewish people, so then the Jewish community adopted that.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Christians, like, you know, we talk about how God made the earth in 7 days. So every kind of religion has adopted that, and it's become
the whole number
seven. It's become an actual thing, even though it was really just made up. It could have been any arbitrary number.
And now, yeah, here we are with seven. I guess it makes sense. Yeah, because there is no other reason for there to be seven because it doesn't fit into 30, doesn't fit into 365.
Right.
It doesn't, but there you go. Fun fact right there on why our weeks are 7 days.
So there you go. That's our Did You Know Show for the week. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back again for another edition on Monday.